Hey, what's up? It's Ryder. Welcome to the podcast.
Podcast.
Today we recap the show from the morning, play some of our favorite parts, including talking about the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you at the gym and the sexiest thing that's ever been said to you. No overlap there. Those are totally different topics. And also bagged milk from Oilers Nation is back in studio with us. We'll talk to him about how much it sucks to be an Oilers fan right now. Enjoy.
This is Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
I wanted to talk about sexy things you've had said to you, whether it's at a bar or at a coffee shop when somebody like introduces themselves in a very sexy way, or, I mean, even if you're in a relationship, a memorable quote that your partner has said to you that was like, yeah, made you feel sexy.
I got one.
All right.
Well, we never actually hooked up, but it was when I was bartending and he was sitting at the Wood right behind the beer taps, which is...
He was just sitting there with Wood.
Maybe. But he was sitting at the bar. That's lingo for bartenders.
Oh.
Sitting at the Wood.
Okay.
And he was behind the bar taps and kind of eavesdropping on our conversation as bartenders and kept laughing at everything I was saying. And I was like, this guy's into it. And then when his bill came, he just stood up and he was like 6 feet tall, which I didn't realize.
Mm-hmm.
And he hands me the money. Great tip. And he's like, I'm going overseas. And when I get back, I'm coming for you.
That sounds scary.
No, it was amazing.
No, it sounds scary.
No, it was so hot.
When I get back, I'm coming for
you. Was that Liam Neeson?
Dude, it was the hottest thing anyone has ever said to me because it threw me off. Guard, right. I was not expecting it. And he had the best smile. And he was like, I'm coming for you. And he smiled and he just walked out. Nothing else.
No, but I'm coming back for you.
It was hot.
Is hot. But I'm coming for you.
Sounds whatever. Like, it was something of something like that.
I'm going overseas to play with some guns. And then I'm coming for you. It doesn't sound.
Anyway, he came back into the bar like 5 years later when I was still working there. Cool, Lisa.
And
he had a beard and a girlfriend.
Oh.
But how hot was that line?
Maybe he just thought you were somebody else, and he did come for them, and he got you, but in his own head. Like, he didn't get the real
you. Oh, like my doppelganger.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
Did the girl look like you?
I don't remember.
780-450-3332 is our phone number. If you want to brag about a line you've given someone
to... I got one, but it's way too inappropriate for radio.
Okay, we'll figure out how to dumb that down and and make it appropriate. Maybe use the bleep button here in a few minutes.
Yes, yes. But
get at us.
Our intern Lasagna is in the house. Sorry, our intern formerly known as Lasagna. Our boss hated that nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you had such a great one that it totally counts. The one about... The Simpsons. Can you explain it?
I think the sexiest thing a girl can do is just understand a Simpsons reference when I say it. You don't need to be a fan, but just be like, oh, is that from The Simpsons? I'd be like,
you're instantly turned on. It reminds me of the time that I was across the street on a busy road and I yelled, we hit a boot, because there was a boot in the middle of the road, and a guy on the other side yelled, where's the foot? And I'm like, oh my God, that's a scary movie quote, and he finished it. That is so hot. But he was way on the other side, so I couldn't get to him.
I would have been swept off my feet.
Right?
I got to watch more movies,
yes,
apparently.
Yes, you do.
This text from Sam in Morinville. My husband always tells me, you're so hot, I'd drink your bathwater. And honestly, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. A little obscure, no. But awesome.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the list. We'll do one more round of the sexiest thing you've heard or said. There's some fairly juicy ones coming up.
Hot 107.
The hottest thing I've heard was... While in the middle of it, did you leave the oven on? It's like, damn, that's hot, because I did. I should go shut that off. So I went and shut it off.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's the best I got. What else we got rolling in here?
Okay, so this text says, it seems like some people are just using their pickup lines.
Yeah, that's fine. Sure.
I would eat a dead skunk to get with you.
No, that's not a good one.
No, and I was partying with my friends for my 30th birthday, this text says. I had two smoking hot MILFs come up to me with drinks for me. They saw I had a ring on my finger and asked how long I've been married. I told them 6 years. They then told me that was long enough.
Oh, no.
But his friends got him out of there.
Yeah, that's good.
Good. Good job. But was that hot? Maybe.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very hot.
Two of them coming at you like that, like with drinks.
Something to cool you down after getting all heated up.
Yeah.
Cook for me and I'll get naked for you whenever you want is a text. I've gotten really good at cooking, it says after that. I like that one. I actually did think of one. I've emceed like 23 weddings now.
Okay.
And one of the earliest ones I did, and this is why I continue to say yes, is the hopes that that'll happen again, but was the bartender at the place where I emceed this wedding said, I bet you could write some really funny jokes about how I look naked. And I didn't really get it at the time. I was fairly oblivious, but I think she was just trying to say, like, get me naked.
And that you're funny.
And then I'm funny. So sure.
Yeah, maybe that's a double whammy.
Two birds, one stone.
And maybe that she looks funny naked. Anyway, thank you for all these texts to 780107. There's some good ones coming in here.
If anyone ever wants to read all the texts that we have rolling in, you got to get our app, Hot 107 app. It's free.
Here it is. I got a text saying, I'm coming over, but I only have 5 minutes from a girl. And she came in and we made it work with only 5 minutes. I always thought that one was really hot.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good text.
I like that.
That's great for a guy, too, who's not good at taking longer.
Longer than 5 minutes.
Right.
Well, it's 2018. Shorter attention spans now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, that's why everybody loves Snapchat and Instagram stories, because they don't last forever.
Exactly. You only got 5 minutes? Perfect. I was built for this. Today's words of wisdom come to us from @FranklinLeonard on Twitter. The most delicious part of Girl Scout cookies is the part where you justify eating an entire box in one sitting because you're supporting the next generation of women business leaders.
Justin Trudeau is meeting with Bill Nye to discuss Canadian innovation. That's something I'd watch. I would watch that.
I can't wait to see what little scientist outfit he decides to wear for it.
Come on.
We are using predictive texting to write stories, short stories about ourselves. 780107, you got to turn your predictive texting on. I know in the iPhone you just go general and then keyboard and you can turn it on there.
It's so dumb, but it's so fun.
Okay.
Okay, mine says, here lies Lisa in the new room with a huge bag of chips. And then he says yes to dinner with the other side of the house. See, that doesn't make any sense. I just like that I have a big bag, a huge bag of chips.
Yeah, you could have stopped there and you would have had a nice little story. Mine's fairly short. Here lies Ryder. He has been a great little man, Peach.
Aw, that's cute.
We've got the intern, formerly known as Lasagna, in the house. You did one about yourself.
I did, but then the one that I got for you was funnier, I think.
Okay.
So here lies Ryder. He did not want me to be able to make a good time with you, and then he said he needed a ride.
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. I really like this one that we got to 780107 on the text line. Here lies Laura. She has got a good night at the Walmart with her new job and her husband is visiting with her. And then tomorrow she is going around and staying at the hotel room for a couple hours so she can get some more groceries. I love these. They're fun.
Shout out to Kelly Willis, who I know very dearly and love. He texted in saying, here lies Kelly. He said, the Lord is a Lord who is a man and the man who knows how much you can be.
I wrote one for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here lies Lisa Evans. She said the woman was in the fire. And then there's a fire emoji afterwards.
That one's creepy because it sounds like a foreshadow. Just kidding.
Here lies Lisa Evans.
Drunk camping because Maylong's coming up,
she
suckers.
She said the woman was in the fire. She said the woman was in the fire.
No, don't make this into a song.
That's what we should do next is write a song based on our predictive text stories.
I like mine. A huge bag of chips is a song that I can relate with.
Here lies Natasha. She said that you were going out of town today, so you don't know what to do. Here lies Danae. She said she can do whatever program she wants to do a party, LOL. Guess when you are probably exhausted and didn't rip off. Okay, haha, I can. The gym is an interesting place for awkward things to occasionally shake down. I think any time you put people in a situation that they're doing extreme things, sometimes awkward things happen. Like, I've farted before in the gym while trying to push a lot of weight with my trainer, and it's always really uncomfortable. You had an awkward situation that didn't have to do with farting or anything yesterday.
No.
It was a guy approached you with a fairly awkward line. And was he hitting on you, you think?
I don't know. He was like a 65-year-old man. And it's not like I look cute when I go to the gym. My hair isn't done. I'm sweaty. I wear this like big, ugly gray hoodie. So probably not. But it was a very strange conversation. We were both walking up to the area where you grab the paper and the spray thing to clean off your machine.
Yeah.
And as I'm grabbing the sheet, he's just like, oh, I was going to do that for you. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's nice. Like, grab the sheet. He's like, no, I was going to clean your machine. I'm like, you were going to walk over to my sweaty machine and wipe my sweat off of it for me? That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Why? If anybody ever actually walked up behind me and was like, don't worry, got you, and wiped up my sweat.
Yeah.
I just find that to be, I wasn't creeped out at all whatsoever. We laughed about it. And
if they already had the bottle and extra paper and they're walking by your machine as you're getting up and they say, like, you want me to get that?
Yeah.
Then is that okay?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it would ever actually happen unless you knew each other, maybe. Even that, like, it's one of those things, it's just natural for you to just do it yourself.
Right. Well, not for everybody at the gym. There's a lot of people that just ignore that rule. Been there.
Yeah.
Seen that.
Yeah.
No, I always clean off my machine.
Oh, I was going to say, you're probably the one doing that.
It's a good feeling to be able to wipe that off, knowing that you're just killing it in
there. Yeah, totally.
But yeah, I just found that to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, haha. He's like, yeah, but I just didn't want you to think I'm like a stalker or something. I went, that's when it kind of got weird.
That's even more weird now.
Yeah. But I'm just curious if anyone else out there has had an awkward encounter at the gym.
I saw a guy come into the gym once and take probably 40 to 50 selfies in the mirror and
nice.
Then leave.
Oh.
So he just like came to the gym to pretend to work out just to get some action shots. I don't know if maybe he was like trying to pick up a girl and she said, like, where you at? And he said, oh, I'm just at the gym.
Yeah, I've pulled that move before. Like back when checking in on Facebook was really big. Like you just drive by
to the parking lot and check in.
Check in, head home.
Lisa Evans has just checked in to the World Health parking lot.
It was a rest day. I don't know.
It's a thing.
Rest day, yeah. Asking you about awkward situations that have happened to you while you're getting your sweat on at the fitness center.
Oh, yeah? You want a $50 GC to skip the dishes?
Give us the best story.
Sharon texted in saying, I was at the gym during lunch hour, decided that I worked up enough of a sweat to go and have a shower. So I'm in the shower in the gym, shampooing my hair, can't see anything. And then some woman opens the shower curtain and asks, hey, do you have any extra shampoo? And she's just standing there butt naked too. Then I had to share a mirror to dry my hair with her. Awkward.
Hmm.
I do remember reading a Facebook post from my girlfriend Brianne after she got back from Europe. And she's like, why do women hide their bodies in the change room? Can't we all just be happy with our bodies and not care what other people think? Like, we're all there doing the same thing, working right. our butt off. So she's like, I'm just like full on butt naked in the change room now. And I've felt inspired since. So I do the same. And the other day when I was in the gym change room, I had a full on conversation with another woman naked.
Completely naked.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
Both of us just did not care.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Is that like a gender neutral change room yet?
No, sorry. Okay. Sorry, man.
This text, I dislocated my shoulder while doing bench press at 6 a.m. with no spotter or anyone else in the gym. Sat there for a while before I just had to roll off. That is awful.
Oh, no. Ugh. I love this text. It's so short and sweet. It's just like, I was offered an avocado in the gym. Those are expensive, man. In Vancouver right now, it's $4.29 for an avocado.
No. Jen, what do you got for us?
Okay, so back in the day, there used to be this guy at Millennium that used to, like, pretend to box into mirrors.
Shadow boxing.
Yeah. So one day after his boxing through mirrors, he came, like, boxer walking over to me. You know how they pretend they have a skipping rope while they walk? And he's like, I want to use this machine. Let's trade off. But I'm going to rap to you while I do it. And then he started rapping to me about how he's been to jail and how he wants to put a diamond ring on my finger. And I was just like, oh my God, like, how do I get out of this? And so So I kind of smiled and, like, weaseled my way out of the on-off situation.
So he rapped to you while waiting for your machine that he told you he wanted to use.
Yes.
This is why I often think about getting a Bowflex. Yesterday, we were talking about how you think you can consume, like, everything and handle it.
Yeah.
Years ago, you were bragging about how you can drink 8 beer, Rexall beer, at an Oiler game and not be that banged up.
No, it's true. Like
it's
when I went,
not.
Yeah, no, it is. When I went to the Dixie Chicks concert, I had 2 beer, like one, I was double fisting majority of the concert, and that was a long concert. 2, 4, 6. Yeah, at least 6. Maybe 8 is an exaggeration, but I can definitely have 6 and be okay.
But like you said, 8 last time and guaranteed it. If you, 8 Rexall beer is equivalent to 352 normal beer. Like that, I've done the math before. You have 3 Rexall beer and you're feeling it.
That's not true in my case.
Lisa.
I have a very high tolerance.
No, okay, so yesterday you're bragging about how you can eat 21 Olive Garden breadsticks.
I said 16 at least, but I'm thinking maybe up to 21.
And then you said you'd eat your pasta after. Like,
no,
that's absurd.
I said I would pack up my pasta and take it home and probably eat it in the car on the way.
Okay. Anyway, we have a staff luncheon today at Olive Garden. I'm like, here's your chance. Let's do this. 21 breadsticks.
So originally I was down, but can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I went to the gym yesterday and I weighed myself and I'm already up 3 pounds.
You lost 4 last week.
I lost 4 and then I gained 3. So really I'm only down 1 pound. And I'm not really interested in eating 2 loaves of bread today.
I'd say that's equivalent to maybe 3 or 4 loaves of bread.
I was in a pretty dark place after I weighed myself.
Yeah.
Was not feeling confident. Don't know how I feel about eating that today.
So you're not going to eat the breadsticks.
I'm not saying that I can't do it, though.
See, this is what happened with the beer, too. I was like, oh, let's do it. I'll even buy the beers for you if you crush 8.
Yeah, and then that never happened.
I don't want to get the hangover tomorrow.
No, that's not true. The game stopped being at Rexall. It was too late.
No, that's not a thing. You like you make these claims, and then when you get called out on them, you're like, actually, I've gained a little weight lately.
Hot 107.
All right, let's talk some of the biggest movies coming out in 2018. The most hyped, and it's expected to break all the records, is Avengers Infinity War, and I believe April 27th is the release date of that.
Oh, come on. We all know that Mary Poppins Returns is going to outdo that at the box office.
Yeah. Ocean's 8 is coming out.
Yes, that's going to be good.
Christopher Robin, you're really excited about.
Yeah, Pooh Bear, baby.
I feel bad for Pooh.
Why?
Well, because he was like the star of the show. And then all of a sudden, Christopher Robin now is, and Pooh's just like a secondary character.
No, it's, yeah, it's like when Christopher Robin grows up and Pooh Bear comes.
That would be like if they made a movie about the owner of Garfield.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, but Garfield would be in it.
Yeah, but he'd be disappointed. And plus, I saw an interview with one of the other characters.
Okay.
From Christopher Robin, Eeyore, and he did not look thrilled about it.
That's probably because he lost his tail again.
Yeah, he was really sad with it, though. Like, he didn't hype it at all.
You're such a liar. And the thing about the Winnie the Pooh is it's so good for children. It's going to be great. Because if you think about every character from Winnie the Pooh, they are a symbol of every emotion that a child goes through.
That's what they tried to do with the emoticon movie. How did that work out?
Do not come at me trying to tell me that Winnie the Pooh is not inspirational for children.
Sure, Winnie the Pooh is, and if it was a Winnie the Pooh movie, I'm in. But it's a Christopher Robin movie.
It's going to be good.
It's like if they made a documentary about the Oilers in the 80s and the main character was Yari Curry. It's gotta be Gretz, you know? Anyway, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is coming out in 2018. People are pretty hyped about that. Ralph Breaks the Internet is another one.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph. So
good.
So good.
A lot of big sequels. I mean, you had Deadpool, the sequel to that. Incredibles 2 is coming out this year.
Mamma Mia.
Robin Hood, they're doing a new take on that.
For all of my little monsters, Lady Gaga is going to be starring in a movie called A Star is Born, October 5th, that comes out. Bradley Cooper is making his director
debut.
I'm excited for that, but at first I thought you were talking about a sequel to Little Monsters with Howie Mandel and Fred Savage.
Oh my goodness. That needs to happen.
Yeah.
I'll tweet it out. Super Troopers 2, April 20th. Yes.
Yeah. I would put Super Troopers 1 arguably as my favorite comedy of all time. It's between it and Happy Gilmore. 2018 looking like it's going to be a big year in the theaters, though, and especially for movies that, like, the Oscars won't talk about much, but are really good movies.
Like Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom.
Hot 107.
All right, Project Edmonton has decided what project they will do, and it's awesome. This just got announced last night. They had the meeting, and it looks like we will be having a gondola that ships you from downtown to White Ave and from White Ave to downtown, or close to that. It's like one of the takeoff points will be near the Strathcona Farmers Market, and the other one will be Shaw Conference Center downtown.
So the people that pitched this idea, Amber and Gary Poliquin, they said that they travel a lot, and they see this in Europe, North America. Like, there's lots of cities in different countries that have gondolas, and they use them for transport.
Mm-hmm.
Just said, like, it would be a cool idea for us to have that. I mean, think about it. You won't have any traffic. There's no accidents that are causing delays. I mean, it's going to take 10 minutes to get from A to B.
Yeah, it's awesome for foot traffic, too. Like, if you're at a pub downtown, and you're like, you know what, we should go check out a patio on White. Head over, all of you get on the gondola, all of a sudden you're on White Ave on a patio, and then it's like, oh, we should get back downtown. The hockey game's tonight, get on the gondola. I just think it's an awesome idea.
So for the gondola to have ideal conditions, it can be built between 6 to 12 months.
Okay.
That's pretty rad.
I really like this whole concept of letting people in Edmonton suggest what would make our city better and then actually having people vote on it and pick the best one and then do it. Like that, this should be something that they do every couple of years here in Edmonton.
Well, even the gentleman that thought up this idea was quoted saying the possibilities are endless. It just feeds so many things that we believe Edmonton is. It's just unmeasurable.
Awesome.
Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning
with Lisa Evans,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.
Welcome back to the show after quite a long hiatus. Begged Milk from Oilers Nation.
Happy to be here. Good to see you.
Where'd you get that jacket from?
Winners, I believe.
I like it.
I like slightly altered goods at a discounted price.
Oilers lately, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just here for the McPoints at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if Connor wins the Art Ross, then I'm going to be super pumped.
Are you going to be hoping for New Jersey in the playoffs?
No, I'm bitter.
Too much?
I'm bitter. It's Oilers or nobody. I just hope the NHL folds when the Oilers are done the season. That's all I care about.
I'm hoping for New Jersey. I would like to see a run because I think it will even amplify how awful the trades have been.
Oh, like as a perfect example, Pat Maroon just got traded last week or whenever the trade deadline was. He's already got 4 points in 4 games with Jersey. It's just upsetting. It's just repeated kicks to the pills courtesy of Peter Chiarelli.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
So what did you think of the Maroon trade?
It was awful.
Yeah.
How did they get more for Mark Letestu than they did for Pat Maroon? It doesn't make any sense to me.
All right. That's two grumpy Oilers fans talking about the Oilers.
Only one of us has a great Trapper's hat on, though.
Thank you. I wanted to bring up hats, actually, with you at some point. If I went to an Oilers game right now and somebody scored a hat trick that was underwhelming, like empty netter to finish it, and maybe we lost the game, I don't think I could throw a hat on. I would not justify throwing a hat for this team at this point in the season. Does that make me an awful person?
No, I don't think it makes you an awful person. I just think it makes you a frugal person, and I can appreciate that. I would still chuck the hat, but I can say that as a person that works for a company with a clothing line where I have a stack of hats in my house that's the size of this room. So I would throw the hat. I wouldn't blame you for not throwing the hat.
Hats are so expensive now. When hat trick was invented, hats were like 50 cents. Hats are $40 now. Tickets are $240 now. Beers are $12 now. Like, games are expensive enough. Can we not come up with, like, instead of a hat trick, maybe a sock trick?
Yeah, or
and
like,
everybody takes off a sock and throws it on the ice. What difference does it make? It just saves us a bunch of money.
Yeah, and it gives you an excuse to go to Costco and get some samples.
And you could always go wearing two different socks to the game with those leftover socks so you could throw one on in case there's a hat trick.
Yeah, you bring the holy ones to a game, the socks that have been in the drawer for 100 years, you chuck those on the ice.
So what if you call it a sock trick? Can't be called hat trick anymore.
We called it a sock trick.
Oh, I wasn't listening, sorry.
Lisa Evans, everyone. Okay, that's it. Bag Milk. Follow along with him on the internets.
at JSM Bag Milk.
Close, JSBM Bag Milk, but yes, JSM Bag Milk. Follow me there.
And read his columns. 1,100 now, I hear.
Yes. Soon I will have a banner at Roger's Place.
I don't think so. 1,100 articles written at OilersNation.com.
It's a lot of words about things and stuff.
A lot of disappointment.
Both for the reader and myself.
Yeah.